Welcome, welcome back to the Love Can See podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than the normal episodes. I wanted to try something different of just more bite-sized episodes. So this one's going to be 10 minutes or less and just trying it out and seeing of recording more of my thoughts, things that I've been thinking about, praying about, or conversations with friends. So a little bit more relaxed episode, I guess, and not so much interview style or planned, but just little bite-sized encouragements or things like that. So with that, I'm just going to jump right in since it is a shorter episode. And I was talking to my friend Anna yesterday, and we were talking about our 6-month goals, where we are, where we want to be, and also why we're not where we want to be yet. So, you know, talking about limiting beliefs of obstacles, just things like that. And it really had me inspired. So today I was thinking more about it on my walk to get coffee, and I just started journaling about it. And this question kept popping in my head of why do we wait for it to start acting and thinking like we have it? And it could be your dream life, your dream career, your dream relationship. If we wait, though, for the life that we want before we start acting in the mindset that is needed in the life that we want, we're going to be waiting forever. We have to start operating in the mindset of our dream life before we actually have our dream life. Because then if we're already operating in that mindset, one day we're going to wake up and be like, wow, I already have everything and more that I thought I could ever want. At the end of the day, your dream life is less about money and resource and more about the confidence that you hold. If you look at the most successful people in the world, most of them aren't successful because they know everything, that they have it all figured out. No, it's more because they had enough confidence to step out, take a risk, and just try. If you don't try, you never know. And I think a lot of Christians especially get in the mindset of, oh my gosh, but if I try, if I take that risk, it's striving, and striving is bad. But if you look at striving, it's striving because it's operating in our own strength and not asking God for his strength. Faith isn't just waiting passively. It's still being active. It's knocking on the doors, but it's trusting that the outcome of the doors that are opened will be the right doors because God's the one opening them. It's relying on his strength and his guidance instead of just our own, of relying on our own resources, but it's looking to God for that outcome. We've probably all heard the phrase or the quote, skill will get you in the door, but character will keep you there. And in thinking about this, I wanted to add two more. So I think it's actually character, confidence, and consistency that keep you in the room. And those are hard to do because they take time, they take focus, and they take commitment. But if you take time to build your character, and if you take time to be confident, and you choose to be consistent in whatever you're doing, you will achieve your dream and you will see change long term. And it's a lot easier said than done. I am the worst at this. And I've now just gotten to this point to realize, wow, like instead of planning and thinking about things, I need to take more time to actually build character, build confidence, and be consistent. We all have things that we're proud of, things we want to work on, but there's always going to be someone across the room that we deem as better than us. There's always going to be that someone that we want to be like, but at the end of the day, we're both in that room for a reason. So why not be confident? And why not take that as a learning opportunity? Imagine if you were to walk into every room that you entered with confidence that you were meant to be there and that you were proud of the accomplishments that you've made, whether they're big or whether they're super small, because a win is still a win. And even if you're intimidated by someone that you want to be like, if they're in the same room as you, that's an amazing opportunity to learn and to grow. At the end of the day, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline to learn and to grow and to trust him. And I also think of the verse in Matthew 5:15, where Jesus is saying, don't light a lamp and then put it under a bowl. I mean, our gifting is that lamp. It's that light that God has placed inside each of us to share his love and to make a difference in this world. So why would we wait? Why would we try to hide that? And again, this is something that I have been awakened to in my own life, because it's something that I really, really struggle with, is the confidence to let my gifting be known, to be proud of my small accomplishments, and to put myself out there and not be afraid to knock on doors, because God will always open the one that is meant for you. So I hope that this encourages you today, and I hope that maybe it gives you that little boost of confidence that you need to step out of your comfort zone, to go and knock on a door and just try to trust that if it's not meant for you, the door's not going to be open. And if it is meant for you, you're going to be able to walk into doors that can't be closed, that you would never be able to open in your own strength. Again, why shy away from an opportunity when it could be an opportunity that God wants to use to show your light and your gifting to the world? Don't dim the gift or hide the light when God's given it for to you to be able to shine. So again, build your character, build your confidence, and stay consistent. Ask yourself, what is one thing that you can do this week to build and grow those three areas? That is my challenge to you. And I hope that you enjoyed this short little encouragement. Let me know if you like these little bite-sized episodes, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at the Liv Kinsey Podcast for more little bite-sized encouragements like this, and a little bit shorter as well. So if you like this, be sure to subscribe on Spotify and leave a review. Let me know what you think about these shorter episodes. So again, love you so much, and I hope that you have an amazing week.